Okay, so yesterday we discussed this sugya we were doing. Usually I don't do 2 days in a row the same sugya, but it was a lot and very important. You sold us to learn from it, so I decided to separate into 2 different days. And we discussed the machlokas rishonim, whether or not the Mishnah, when it said ben chalutza as an example, whether that should have been in the Mishnah or not. So we had on one hand the Ramban, the Ritva, that said ben chalutza should not have been in the Mishnah because it's a psul mederbanan and this should not result in malchus deraisa. While Rashi and the Rambam and Rikiv Eger all felt that it should mention Ben Chalutza because even though it's Midrabanan, that could still generate Malkas Deraisa. I see Mikey Zerosa. Sorry, I didn't recognize you. Okay. So whenever you have a sugya, come on, every sugya, there's always a clash between 2 different sugyas coming together. So it's a clash between the Psul Midrabanan and Edom Zom. Those are 2 sugyas coming together. The nature of Eidim Zomim and the nature of a Psul Midirban. So, come out every sugya, you're going to find that chronim that are going to take one of these 2 approaches. Now, there could be sometimes more approaches, but there's always going to be at least these 2 approaches. In this example, so we have Lo Sasser, we discussed yesterday, that Psul Midirban, and that was the whole discussion yesterday, Lo Sasser, the Ramban, the Rambam, the nature of that, whether a Lo Sasser, the Rabbanan, the Reis will have an effect, will a Xera, the Rabbanan, have a Reis, so that was all yesterday's sugya. Today, we're going to talk about the same exact topic, the same sugya, but from a different angle of the nature of Edom Zomim. That's the other angle. Now, there could be other ways as well, but there's always at least 2 approaches to every sugya. Now, within each approach, there's a chakira within each of those approaches. So now we're going to learn about Edom Zomim a bit, which is what most of the focus is on this particular masechta, at least the first parak, as follows. We're going to go through the Chazon Yechezkel, his understanding of the machlokis between the Rishonim, whether or not the Psul ben Chalutza will have an Isser Malkus, create Malkus derais. Before we go through the Chazon Yechezkel, let's go through this Tosus here. Tosus in the very first Tosus in the Masechta. And Tosus asks the question, he says, how could it be there's a cloud that Edus always has to have something called Yachol Azima? Yachol Azima means that the Edus has to have the risk that the Edom have to be aware that if they're caught lying, that they'll receive the same punishment that they attempted to give this individual, this Nidon. And if it's an Edus she'iyata yachol lazim, if it's an Edus that cannot result in Hazama, that's pasul Edus. It's not an Edus at all. So, ask Tosos, how could it be that if they are made on the person, he's a Ben Grusha, and we're taught they don't get the psul of Ben Grusha themselves, the Edom, that's not Kasher Zamam. They're not getting the same punishment they try giving, the same result they try giving, and that should be possible Edus. If it's an Edus Shi'at Yachal Azima, that's not Edus. That's Tosus' question. I assume you all went through this. So Tosus gives 2 different answers, 2 very important answers. First answer Tosus is that V'yesh lo merkevan delokin have a Kasher Zamam. Since the Edom, although they're testifying that Kohen is a Chalal, he's a Ben Grusha, and they're getting a different punishment, there's still a Kiyum of Kasher Zamam when they receive the Malkus. Kevin Delokin, that is a fulfillment of Kasher Zamam. Havi Shapir, Ata Yachal Azima. He goes on to ask the question, you saw in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and but Nar Murasa, and I'm just reading the answer of Tosus to that question, V'yei Shlomar Dehosam over there, Kevin Shabon L'chaiva Misa, they want mechayv the nar merasa misa v'zomu laharigas nefesh lo mekayim kasher zamam b'malkus. Malkus is not the same as misa. They try giving misa, the edim get malkus instead. The habehed yaksiv nefesh b'nefesh gavi hazama. You have to have nefesh b'nefesh. If they're trying to give misa, they have to receive a misa. If they're trying to get misa, give misa, and they get malkus, that's 2 different worlds. Those don't connect. So that's not a fulfillment of kasher zamam by the case of nar merasa. But here the Edom tried making this individual into a chalal, and you see again Tosus adds ben chalutza there. It's a lav at worst. It's a lav to say that the mother's a grusha, and now he's a chalal. What that lav is, the achrim talk about. But the lav is that you said that the father and mother married, the Kohen married a Grusha, that was a lav, and that resulted in a chalal, but you're in essence giving Edus on a lav, and the punishment of a lav is Malkus. And therefore, it is considered Kasher Zamam. Says Tosos, Kevin Shalaku Choshev Shapir Edus Shata Yachalazim. So in the first Teretz of Tosos, we see that Malkus of a Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza, is considered a fulfillment of Kashir Zamam. The Malkus is considered Kashir Zamam. That's the first Teretz of Tosos. Everyone got that? Fine. The second Teretz of Tosos is Yodei Shlomar, that Edus of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza is completely separate, divorced from the Parsha of Edom Zomim. The Machayiv of Malkus for a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza is not from the Parsha of Kashir Zomim. Rather, it's a completely independent, different Makor. What is that? It says, tells us, Yesh Lomar, the Gabi Edus de Ben Grusha V'Chalutza Lo Chashin and Klal Bata Yachal Azima. We're not concerned with the general rules of Yachal Azima. The klal that Edus requires, the concept of the ability to become Edim Zomim, that's all from the world of Kashir Zomim. That if I give Edus, I have to be aware that I could be Mezim. I have to be aware of that. How do you know? That's all learned from the Parsha of Kashir Zomim. But if there's an Edus that exists outside the Parsha of Kashir Zomim, you don't have that requirement, that criteria of Yachal Azima. So since the Edus, as he's about to prove, Edus on a Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza. Well, let me give you another example before we get to this. When it comes to Edus on Kiddush Levana, the new moon, there's no concept of Hazama there. The Edim are lying, there's no punishment they receive. So that type of Edus does not require Yachal Azima. It doesn't exist, doesn't make sense. So whenever you have an Edus that doesn't relate to Hazama, you don't have to have Yachal Azima. There's no punishment to speak of by Edus HaChodesh. So Tosa says, by Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, that type of Edus is no different than Edus on the Levana. And therefore he writes, since it's not in the Parsha of Hazama, you don't require Sheyachal Azima. So again, he writes, D'mehecha nafkalan, where do you find D'be'inan that Edus requires Sheyachal Yachal Azima? That's from the Parsha Kashir Zamam. The Gemara is going to prove later on, Kashir Zamam doesn't apply. Lo nichtav lagavi edus ben grusha. It's a separate parsha. There's a separate limud. It doesn't work in that parsha. And they don't have to match up. So although the Edim were testifying he's a ben grusha, and they're receiving a different punishment of Malkus, which is not Yachal Azima, that's okay. Edus of ben grusha ben chalutza does not need to fit into that world of Kashir Zamam. So after all the dust has settled, what comes out from Tosis as follows. Do we say the Malkus of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza is a fulfillment, a kiyum of Kashir Zamam? Or it's not a kiyum, it's a separate din, the separate parsha, a separate makor. And that these two teirutzim have a number of nafkaminas to understand, to appreciate these two answers. Yeah, do we say that according to the first answer of Tosos, he writes that the Malkus of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza is a kiyum of Kashir Zamam. Even though it may not be 100% exact what he tried accomplishing, but close enough. He testified about a mother and father marrying and violating a lav, but he's testifying about the child, but in the realm of a lav, that's Kashir Zamam. It's at least similar to what he tried giving them, tried accusing them of. It's a kim of Kashir Zamam, receiving the Malkus. The second answer of Tosis is, we don't need that criteria at all. You don't have to fulfill Kashir Zamam at all when it comes to Ben Grusha. In general, you do. In general, that the Edus has to be Yachal Azimah, that's true in every other case. But Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza is an exception, as Tosus explains based on the Gemara. It does not have that criteria of needing to be in the Parsha of Kashir Zamam. And therefore, even though the punishments don't match up, we don't care if they don't match up, Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza is a whole Parsha b'fnei asma. Okay. Now, with this, the nafkinis will help us appreciate these two different teruses in Tosos. So the Node Behuda, he wants to understand what is a nafkamina between the first answer and the second answer of Tosos. So he writes as follows. When it comes to the halachas of Edus in general, there are many questions when the Dayanim have to cross-examine the Edim, they have to ask a series of questions. So there's one category called Chakiros, and the other category called Bedikos. Chakiros are seven questions that they have to ask, all related to Zman. What day of the week was it? What year was it? What cycle of the Shemitah was it? Various questions relating to Zman. And if an aide says, I don't know what year, I don't know what day, it's disqualified. Any other day is possible. Any other day is possible. Now, when it comes to Bedikos, it's not limited how many questions you could ask. The Dayanim can ask as many questions as they want. They can ask what color he was wearing, what weapon was being used, all types of detailed questions. And if an aide says, I don't know any Odeya, so he's actually not possible. If the aidim contradict, if one aide says the shirt was blue, and this aide said the shirt was green, so then that's a contradiction, that's possible. But if one says, I don't know, I don't remember, that's fine. By Chakiros, any Odeya is possible. By Bedikos, any Odeya is not possible. See, it's a tough sugya. I think you guys need a story now. I'll tell you a little story about any Odeya. Okay? So it's good. It has to do with Dayanim, actually. So the Brisker Rav was an incredible Eli. When he was young, he was known as the Eli of Brisk. So much so that when he'd come home late at night to learn, or whatever he came home from learning, he'd have to sneak through his house in the back window, not through the front door. Not because he was scared his father, Chaim's going to get him in trouble for learning so late. But when the Brisker Rav walked into his own house, his father, Chaim, would stand up for him. So you imagine how uncomfortable that would be. So Brisker Rav didn't want to put himself through that, his father did. So he had to climb through the window. That's when he was a young boy. So he was a big Eloi. So he was a very young age, he was appointed to be a Dayan, one of the Dayanim of Brisk. And the other Dayanim were older, more experienced. And this young Brisker Rav was a Dayan. They were very nervous to be in a Din Torah with a Brisker Rav. So the first Din Torah came, and they presented the case. And the two elder senior Dayanim were talking about this Din Torah. And the Brisker Rav wasn't saying a thing. And they were just like talking and learning. In essence, a Din Torah is talking and learning. It's learning a sugya. And they keep looking for the corner of their eye to see whether the Brisker Rav is going to bring some ketzos, some nesiva, some shach to like break up their svaras. And he just sits there like folding his arms, like not saying a thing. So finally they turn to the Brisker Rav. They say, "Nu, so what do you think?" He shrugs his shoulders and says, "Ain't no day, I don't know." Okay, so that Din Torah that ended, it came to a conclusion. And then came the next Din Torah. Same thing, they're having a discussion. The Brisker Rav's in the corner, not saying a thing. What's going on? I don't know. A third time, the same thing happens. Three times in a row, he has nothing to contribute to this conversation. So the Dayanim say, something is strange here. What is going on here? How is that possible? Three Dine Torah in a row, you don't have anything to contribute to our conversation. How could you say any Odeya? So Brisker Rav says, in order to be a Dayan, a person has to be able to say, I don't know, any Odeya. The Gemara in Bracha says, Rag Yalom, a person should be accustomed to saying, any Odeya, I don't know. And I needed to create a chazaka that I could say those words as part of my arsenal, that I could say chayiv, I could say pater, I could say mutter, I could say any Odeya. So I established the chazaka, now I'm roy to be a Dayan. That was the point of the Brisker Rav. So a Dayan can say any Odeya. An aide, if it comes to chakiras, so an aide who says any Odeya is possible. When it comes to bedikos, any Odeya is still kosher. So now, what does the Noda Behuda do with this? So Noda Behuda says that would be a nafkamina here. Because the whole point of chakiras, which I said are seven questions relating to Zman, the whole point of chakiras is, when you ask an aide, is it yachal azima? If I'm the aide here, so I have to say what day of the week, what year was, so I know I could be caught by another guy. If I don't say the Zman, I can't be caught. It was a different Shemitah cycle. It was a different day of the week. So the whole idea of Chakiras is all predicated on the ability of Edom Zom. So let's get to the point, 1 second. So that's the case here. So he says, if we assume that the halachas of Ben Gush Ben Chalutza is in the parsha of Kashir Zamam, and the Malkos that he receives is a keem of Kashir Zamam, and all the halachas of Chakiras have to apply because it's Kashir Zamam. So if an aide says about Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, he says, I don't know, by one of the Chakiras, if two aidim say that he's a Ben Grusha, and they ask him, when did this chasna take place? And a guy says, I don't know, it's possible. Ein Yodea by Chakiras is possible. But the Noda Behuda says it's only when it's a type of aid that requires Hazama. But if you assume like the second answer of Tosas, that Ben Gush Ben Chalutz is not a kiyum. It's not in the parsha of Edom Zomim at all. It's a special parsha of Edos. Then you don't need a Yachal Azima. You don't need Chakiras. And if you don't need Chakiras, if you say Ein Yodea, it would still be acceptable to Edos. And that's the Nafka Mina says, the Nod Yuda, if one of the Edom says Ein Yodea, would we accept him or would we disqualify him? You had a question?
Yeah, what if one of the Edom said Ein Yodea for them, like the Machum or the place?
Yeah, I don't remember what the Zion Chakiras are. I don't think the Machum is one of them. I have to look back at the Mishnah and Sanhedrin. What?
The Mishnah said
it's a Makum. It could be. So if it would be possible. That's part of the whole idea of Imar Hayisem is about Edom Zomim, so it's Zman and Makum.
Yeah. What about Edom on the moon? Isn't that, the whole thing is Tolian Zman, but it's not in the part of Edom Zomim.
Yeah, there are no Zayin Chakiras by the Edom and Edom Shechadish.
So is there, in some case, if it's not Tolian, if you don't need Edom Shechadish for Azimo, would you even have these Chakiras then?
No.
Out.
Say, if they ask the question, if they ask the question and say Ein Yodea, so then
you're saying they never have chakiras to begin with.
By Eidus Hachodesh, not. But by Eidus Gabi other things, certainly would have chakiras.
Even if it's not in the parsha of Eidus Hachodesh.
Yeah. Now this there's an important point here, but I don't want to get too off track, and it's a very hard sugya as it is. But just know as a ha'ara here. The chakiras that are taloy in Eidus Shetoyach Halizimo, that's the whole point of it. This whole Nod Yehuda is predicated on a Rashi. This is Sheet that's Rashi in Sanhedrin, who says the Zayin chakiras, by the way, it's boiling here. the Zayin chakiras are the whole point, says Rashi. It's all about Sheyach Halizimo. This only makes sense according to Rashi. There is a Tosas Rashi Masecha Sanhedrin that says otherwise, the Zayin chakiras has nothing to do with Yach Halizimo. And therefore, this nafkin wouldn't make sense in the world of Tosafot Rashi, but this all according to Rashi, that's just an important parenthetical point. Now, a second nafkin is brought by Reb Shmuel. Reb Shmuel writes that he brings a very important ha'ara from the Ritva on the Lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ketan Eidom Nasan Zomim, and he goes on to say that Eid Omrim Yaseh Zeh Ben Gusho Ben Chalutza. Zeh is the singular, Yachid. The Ritva says, why does it say Yaseh Zeh? It should say Lahem, to them. Not to just one person. And we know there's a cloud that Ein Edom Nasan Zomim Ad Shiazumu Shneim, that both of them have to be caught. So you never have a case where one person is saying Ben Gusho Ben Chalutza, where one person's getting Malkos. It's both of them. It should be together in the plural. So the Ritva writes, Ein Achanami, you're right. But they were the Mishnah wanted to use the language of the Pasuk, which said, Vasisim lo, you do to him, the singular, Kasher Zamam. So to be consistent with the language of the Pasuk, they use Yachid, even though in reality, Rabban would have been more appropriate. That's the Ritva's answer. If Shmuel says a different pshat, he suggests something different, and based on these answers in Tosfos. Again, he wants to know if it's based on Kasher Zamam, Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza, or it's Parsha B'fnei Atzma. And he says, the Nafka Mina would be, and this would explain the Lashon of the Mishnah, as follows. Do you have to have both Edom, if there are two Edom who testify, that Reuven's a Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza, do both of them have to be found to be Edom Zomim, to be caught, to have the punishment, to get Malchus? So he says, if you assume, like Teretz Rishon of Tosvos, that it's a din of Hazama, that when the Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, those Edom receive the Malkos, it's a kim in Kasher Zamam. That means all the lachas of Kasher Zamam apply, which means both them must be caught before getting the punishment of Malkos. But if you assume, like the second Teretz of Tosfos, that the halachas of Malkos, of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, has nothing to do with Kasher Zamam, it's a parsha b'fnei atzmo, then you don't have to have both them to be caught. If two Edom testify that he's a Ben Grusha, and one of them is caught, that he was Imanu Ha'isim, somewhere else, and this one wasn't caught, would this guy get Malkus or not? If it's a Lach of Kasher Zamam, he would not get Malkus until his partner also gets caught. If it's not a Din in Hazama, it's a separate Halacha, it's a special Din, as Chiddush HaTorah, then that individual would get Malkus because it's not Toloi on Kasher Zamam. And according to that second answer, says Rav Shmuel, that's why perhaps the Mishnah used Lashon Yachid, because there can be a case. There can be a case where a Yachid could receive Malkos even in a case of Kasher Zamam. Namely, this case of Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza, according to the second answer of Tosus.
So could it be argued based on that the Ritva might hold like the first answer of Tosus, that both of them would need to get caught in order to, since this is a case, this is Kasher, they are Edom Zomim, right? We do follow those Dinim, both of them need to get caught in order to get Malkos.
It's a very good suggestion, but we'll see at the end. Avichai pointed out that he prefers the second answer to Tosus. We'll see that at the end. Very good. But the Sfar would make sense, maybe. But we'll see. The Ritva clearly writes that Nachon Yosef Teretz Sheni writes. And we'll see how that will be a problem on the Chazon Cheska. We'll get to in just a moment. Now, there is a third Nafkamina. I'm debating whether I should go through this or not, because it's very hard. There's no Behud. It's very difficult. The other one. But I'm going to try anyways. So the Gemara talks about later on this daf, that the halachas of Edom Zomim as it relates to a Bas Kohen who's Mezana, the din is that the Bas Kohen gets Srefa, but the Bala and the Zomim Bas Kohen only get Chene. They get a different punishment than they try giving her. And Tosu in the bottom in the Masko Zomim Bas Kohen, it's a bit of a tricky Tosus, but if you have time later, could I learn through? There's a suffix in Tosvos. The Ri has a suffix. What would be if the Edom are testifying only about the Bas Kohen, not about the Baal? Either because the Baal is a katan, or they don't know who the Baal is. He's out of the picture. So they're only testifying about the Bas Kohen herself. Would the Edom get Srefa in that case or not? And the Gemara talks about when they're testifying at both the Baal and the Bas Kohen, so the Zomim get Ke'achiv, like him, that he gets Chenek, and the Edom Zomim get Chenek. But if he's not in the picture, would they get Srefa in that case? And that's the Suffolk. And the Noah Behuda wants to say that Suffolk of Tosos is totally on the two answers of the first Tosos. How he gets there is very, very tricky. And we have to try to understand how that is. But let's see if we could understand this a bit. May we read this together, just a few lines. If you look on that second page of the Noda Behuda, the Tzion L'Nefesh Chaya, that's the Tzlach. The Behuda wrote the Tzlach, that's what the Rosh Hashanah Tzlach stands for. So if you look at the paragraph, V'hefreshu litin in Bas Kohen, D'lo mekaimim be'edim kasher zama mamsh. Sherei hibis reifa. In a regular case, when they testify about her and him, and she gets Srefa, he gets Chenek. So the Edom never actually are doing Kasher Zamam to her, because they don't receive Srefa, they receive Chenek. Now, I should backtrack for 1 second. The first paragraph, what he says is, does Kasher Zamam have to be exact, mamish, to what they try to accomplish him? So, according to the first answer, you could fulfill Kasher Zamam as long as it's similar, not exact, as long as it's similar. So, when you do Kasher Zamam, if you try giving her Srefa and they're getting Chenek, even though they're different, but it's still Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. It's still a Misa for a Misa. It's a very loose understanding of a Kim of Kasher Zamam. But according to the second answer of Tosos, he writes that who had to come on to their Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza couldn't be Kasher Zamam. Why? Because it's too different from what they tried doing to him. It's different than them. They need Mamish. Kasher Zama must be mamish exactly the what they try giving, they must receive. And since Ben Grusha is not exactly the same, second answer Tosa had to come on to a chiddush, a different reason why they get Malkos. Again, this is very tricky. If I lost you, I apologize. May try to review later. But that's what he writes. Again, the first answer Tosa says Kasher Zama does not have to be mamish the same, does be similar. And the second answer has to be mamish the same. And if they're not, there's no Kasher Zama, which is why he came on to another reason why there's Malkos for Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, because it couldn't fulfill the need of Kasher Zamam Mamish. That being said, so when, if they were to testify about a Bas Kohen directly, and not about the Baal, would they get the punishment or not? So he says, that look at the top, Hefrish who lit in Bas Kohen, Dilo Mekaimim be'edim Kasher Zamam Mamish, that they ate them. When it's a regular case where they're testified by the Bas Kohen and the Boel, when they get a Chenek, they're not getting Kasher Zamam of her. Sharehi Besreifa. Valkopanim Bechenek. They're still getting Chenek. The Teretz Rishon, according to the first answer of Tosos, Shapir Mikri Edim Shahata Yachal Azima. It's called Edim Legabe her. Even though she's getting Sreifa and they're getting Chenek, it's still in the same parish of Edim Zomim because it's a looser definition of a Kim of Edim Zomim. Sharei Mekaimim Al Koponim Nefesh Benefesh. They still fulfill Nefesh Benefesh. It's no different, Lo Gara, Mi Malkos Legabe Edim Ben Gush Ben Edim Galus, that even though it's different what they tried doing and what they're receiving, it's still close enough to lose her definition of Kasher Zamim. But to the Teretz Sheni, the second answer of Tosos, Zelo Mikriat Yachal Azima. It's not a fulfillment of Kasher Zamim. They're not Mekayim Kasher Zamim Mamish. And therefore, it's a different parsha. So that's what he sets up here. So again, now it gets very tricky, the wording back and forth now. But what comes out from all this is as follows. That he says, if you look at the last few lines of this paragraph, jump down. Again, I apologize, it is confusing. Look at the last few lines here, where it says, four lines up, the end of the line, the right column, He'idu aleh. They testify on her, l'chud, gam kinei b'chenek, he's going to get chenek as well. V'lo miskaimim kasher zamam, b'shum pam. If we assume that if they're only testifying about her and not him, and he's going to get chenek, not sreifa, there's never a situation where he ever fulfills the sreifa kasher zamam to her. U'mimela lo koi kasher zamam abas koim klal. What comes out is that there's never a kim of kasher zamam if he doesn't receive sreifa when she's in the picture only. It must be then lo ba'inan eidah shatoya chalizima. And that's all according to the second answer of Tosos, that you don't need to be in the parsha. Whenever there's an exception, whenever there's an exception that you don't get the exact punishment that you try giving, we have to find another source, a different source. Just like by Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza and by Gullus, it's not in the parsha of Kasher Zalman because it's not exact. So too, in the world of Bas Kohen, it's not exact either. It must be a separate type of halacha. And that's all for the second answer of Tosos. But the Teretz Rishon, the first answer, Shal Tosos, Shafri Amrinan, Dafkim Heidu Ala Boel, Gamkin Mechenek, that even though when they testify about the Boel and about her, they only get Chenek, even though it's a different punishment that she's getting, it's still fulfillment. It's Shapir Miskayim Kasher Zamam. So, again, it was a bit tricky here, I told you, a bit tricky. What comes out from all this is as follows. When it's only the Bas Kohen that they're testifying about, will they get Sreifa or will they not get Sreifa? If you assume that you have to have Mamish Kasher Zamam Mamish, so then, if it's about the Boel's Chenek, and he gets Chenek. If it's about only her, she gets Sreifa, they must get Sreifa as well, must be exact. But if you assume that Kasher Zamam could be loose, so they're getting Chenek like the Boel, so even if the Boel's not in the picture and she's getting Sreifa, they would also get Chenek as well, even though it's not exact, it could still be in the parsha. Now, I oversimplified, and that wasn't even simple. But that was oversimplifying because he has a lot more cheshbonos that I just said here to get to this point here. But again, if you want to spend some time later, try to work through this. But let me just bring you back on track for a moment. We have these two answers of Tosos again. Teretz Rishon was that Malkos of Ben Grusha is a kim of Kasher Zamam. Second answer is that it's not a kim, it's a separate parsha. Nafkaminas were, do you have to have all of them to found Zomim to give the punishment or not? And the other one was, if he says, Eini Yodea, we have to disqualify the Eidus or not. Those were the two nafkaminas we saw. And this third one about the Bas Kohen, which is a bit more complicated. What does this do for us? It brings us back to now the Chazon Yechezkel. And he uses this to explain the machlokas we started discussing yesterday about whether or not Ben Chalutza, the Eidim of Ben Chalutza, Dafkanat Ben Grusha, but Ben Chalutza, will that result in Malkos Derais? So while yesterday we spoke about, again, Lo Susser, that machlokas to explain the machlokas, today we're going to take the Edom Zomim perspective and the two answers of Tosfos. May as well read this together. Nira de Pluksam, it sounds like it appears that their machlokas is Talya Baha, depends on the following. Im naktinan keteret rishon of Tosfos, Birosh Masechden, who says, Kamen de Lokin, have a Kesher Zomim, it's a Kim, the Malkos of Ben Chalutza, rather, the Malkos of Ben Gerusha, is a fulfillment of Kasher Zamam. The Kaven Shazamah L'Posa Rak Midirabanan, since in the case of Ben Chalutza is only a Psul Midirabanan, Ein loken al ze imhuzmu malchus deraisi. You cannot give it back to them, the malchus, because we need to be in the parsha of kashir zamam. They try creating a psulma derbanan. You can't give them a punishment deraisa. There are two different playing fields here. You need the halachas kashir zamam, and according to the first answer of Tosfos, they would not get malchus because you need halachas of kashir zamam to be somewhat exact. Aval lefi teretz ha'achron, the second answer of Tosfos, kashir zamam lo nichtav klal agave edus ben gush and chalutza. It's not in the parsha at all. You don't need kashir zamam. You can have the edim say eini yodeya. You don't need both of them to be caught. It's not a parsha of edim zamam. Lo koi klal ale b'shum tzad shibolam. Ah, so why they're malchus? It's a chiddush haTorah that a ben grusha gets malchus. Why? Because he gave false testimony. He ate the sheker. Not because we're giving him the punishment he tried giving back to him. Nothing to do with the punishment. They gave ate the sheker. If they gave ate the sheker, there should not be a difference whether they lied in talking about ben grusha or whether they lied about ben chalutza. Either way, they gave false testimony. I don't care whether the result, the punishment is derabana or deraisa. We're not talking about the punishments here. Only kashir zamam is the world of punishments are reflected back to the edim. But here, second answer Tosfos is about the edus, the testimony, not about the onesh. And since the edus is bitstikat tzadik v'yishus harash is a din in the edus sheker, they gave edus sheker about ben grusha or ben chalutza. I don't care what status that was. If they lied, that would equally result in malchus deraisa. And that's how he explains this machlokas between Ramban and Ritva, who say there are no malchus by ben chalutza, versus Rashi and the Rambam and the Reb Kvieger, who hold that there is Malkos deraisa for Ben Chalutza. That again, it depends on these two answers to Tosos, whether it's Ben Grusha is the Parsha of Kashir Zamam, or Ben Grusha is not in the Parsha of Kashir Zamam. That will dictate whether or not Ben Chalutza is also in the Parsha of Kashir Zamam. Now, before I get to your question, actually, yeah.
So can we say the article from yesterday was going through the second answer in Tosos?
The Aruch HaNer from yesterday going to the second answer of Tosfos, the Eidah, yeah, that we spoke about, he quoted the Pasuk, invoked the Pasuk, sounds like, no, he quoted the Pasuk, rather, the Pasuk point, it'll be the other way, no, he did quote the Pasuk, yeah. He quoted the, no, he didn't, the other way around. The Rebbe Kiv Eger quoted the Pasuk, he would be the Eidah, that would be the second answer of Tosfos, and the Aruch HaNer would be the first answer about the Psul, the result. Right. Now, before we finish, just, and this is a very important point, Adi Chayin Yechavrusa, you said, who's Yechavrusa? We don't know Yechavrusa is. Yaakov Weinstock on the phone from Hollywood. I met him before. Right? I did. Okay. So either way, so he, Avichai told me it's Yaakov's question. I'm going to say it's both your questions. You learned together. Great question. So, Shneur, you got this point about the Ritva's. I understand that Ritva probably prefers the first answer of Tosfos, which would make sense, but he writes, I like the second answer. Nachan Yosef, the second answer. Now, this Ritva, I don't know how Rav Yecheskel is going to respond to this, but according to Ritva, it does not work out for this whole pshat here. Because according to the Chazon Yecheskel, the second answer of Tosfos assumes that there will be Malkus Deraisa. Right? The second answer of Tosfos assumes it's Malkus Deraisa, because we're not in the Parsha Kashir Zamam. The Ritva says explicitly, I prefer the second answer of Tosfos, which means that Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza is not in the Parsha of Kashir Zamam, which would dictate there should be Malkus Deraisa for Ben Chalutza. But what does the Ritva hold in the beginning, right in the beginning of the Masechta we saw yesterday? He holds that there are no Malkus for Ben Chalutza. Ben Chalutza is a Shrigla de Lishna. It was just mentioned there because they couple them together, but really it should not be part of the Mishnah. Ben Chalutza should not result in Malkus Deraisa. But according to Chazon Yechezkel, the Teret Sheni would dictate there's Malkus Deraisa, so the Tzarchin, I don't have an answer. Excellent question, but to find an answer, try to figure this out. Unless this pshat is, I don't want to say incorrect. Who might say it's incorrect? But we have to find something else to get to an answer. You have a suggestion?
You say you're getting
Malkus Deraisa. This far wouldn't make sense then. I'm saying you have to think of a different reason. I'm saying for the Ritva, but the Ritva says there is no Malkus Deraisa.
He's saying there's no Malkus Deraisa, there's no Malkus Deraisa from this Mishnah. He's saying maybe this Mishnah is going on of Akim Kachar Zaman. And but even though Chalutza would get Malkus Deraisa, but that would be going on of your over level of sonnet.
But the Ritva would have no problem of having it in the Mishnah then. I mean, Ben Chalutza Lamais, if it gets Malkus, like what you're saying, he should be fine with it. He should say that.
Maybe he holds that the Mishnah is trying to only talk about Edom Zomim here, so now we're not talking about Edom Zomim, so It has no place in this Mishnah.
It's a very creative answer and very, you know, love the chance. I like it, but the Ritva, I don't think he would have said that something along those lines, that Ben Chalutza would not be so out of place if it would get Malkos. A different reason, it would still be fine to mention it, but maybe look back at the Ritva, maybe he says something along those lines. But either way, I think it's a great kasha, great tzarachin, and we'll finish off with the tzarachin. Okay? Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue. Pleasure.